What's up, street talk, street god, street vlogs, Bitcoin togs. I'm making a shirt called Bitcoin togs, hashtag Bitcoin togs. All right, so the thought, Bitcoin. How to start your own Bitcoin hedge fund. I mean, it's super simple. You know, in the traditional markets, MicroStrategy, MSTR, buy MicroStrategy stock. Shout out to Michael Saylor, michael.com, hope.com. And in the traditional markets, you know, if you're stuck in the traditional markets or Roth IRA, whatever, your retirement IRAs, just buy MSTR, MicroStrategy. They recently put out a note interview. Essentially, they're going to become the first world Bitcoin bank. And it's pretty bonkers. Even just like last month, you know, in the traditional market had like $150,000 and then, you know, went up to like $200,000. Copped that $50,000 and just bought some more Bitcoin with it. And so actually the ultimate goal is you want to accumulate and acquire as much Bitcoin as you can, right? So then people are like, what's the point of having Bitcoin? So assuming that Bitcoin is digital property, digital real estate, right? So all the wealthy families in Manhattan, right? They're like, you know, what is the secret to wealth in the 1920s? You bought as much of Manhattan as possible and to give down to your grandkids, kids, right? Like our best friend Ye said, this is for my kids, for what my kids have kids, right? And so the people was like, what's the point of it, right? Like, then you don't understand the first principles of wealth, generational wealth, etc., right? And like, for example, let us say that you own a city block in Manhattan, right? Let's say you go buy a city block in Manhattan for like, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 right now, right? And then the thought is, wait, why would you not buy more of it? Like, most people who are investors, they're just kicking themselves in the butt that they just wish that they could have bought more of the thing, right? So, for example, my brother-in-law, his dad, you know, owns a nice house in Palos Verdes. His only regret was not buying more property when it was cheap, right? So actually one of the good things about meeting investors, people in their 80s, a little older, whatever, right, is it's pretty interesting to see what they regret. And typically their regret is just not buying more of the damn thing, right? And so a simple strategy, assuming you had to play the typical markets, just buy MicroStrategy stock, ride it up, and then when it's up, you know, sell it, and use that to buy Bitcoin when it's low. I mean, you obviously, nobody could time the markets. So buy it when it's high, buy it when it's low, buy it when it's in the center. And you're essentially riding it out until it hits, $30 million of Bitcoin or whatever. So, well, people are like, yeah, you already have so much. It's like, for example, let's say you have, I don't know, 17 square blocks in Manhattan. Wouldn't you want to have 18, 19, 20, 100, 1,000? Wouldn't you want to own the whole damn island? And then it becomes interesting because assuming, you know, we're taking this like will to power notion, and Bitcoin is the ultimate, you know, power, right? And I call it the new cyber dick measuring contest. It's like, you know, you don't ask people X, Y, and Z, just say how many Bitcoins you have, right? It's like, it should be like simple conversation piece. It shouldn't be like made some kind of like, you know, embarrassing, whatever. Just like, how much you got, right? It's like, I don't know, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20, 100,000. Even one of my best friends, Chris, biggest regret he had was he bought 100 Bitcoin like 8 years ago and then panic sold it when it just dipped a little bit. So yeah, just HODL, H-O-D-L, hold on to dear life. My personal thought is, especially the good thing about having kids, the good thing about the future, the goal is you create your own bank and you just buy it and you hold it forever. Even if you're like in the traditional marketing investing school, think about Warren Buffett, right? The thing that's so paradoxical to me about him was, you know, Berkshire Hathaway did his, right? He's essentially buying all these stocks, and his advice is you buy a stock and you plan on holding it forever. And I'm like, wait, that makes no sense. Like, if you hold the stock forever, how can you cash out and buy the Lamborghini, right? And so now that we've essentially found out that, you know, short, fat dudes with small wee-wees drive Lamborghinis, and it's better to turn your body into a Lamborghini, then the goal is You don't want to buy the loser Lamborghini or the loser 911 or the loser 911 GT3 RS. If you really want to buy a cool sports car, you buy the GR Corolla, Seneca's favorite car, right? Stick shift. Because real race cars have stick shift. Not even a loser McLaren. Now that the new Robotaxi is going to come out, which I think looks effing awesome. I mean, come on, it's like, you don't need the butterfly McLaren doors no more. Just buy the Model X or buy the Robotaxi when it comes out, right? And I think it looks super cool. Yeah, so my personal thought is the future of money, finance, the economy, obviously it's going to be cyber, right? We were talking about like cybersecurity, cyber attacks, cyber warfare, blah, blah, blahs. The good thing is because cyber things don't have to deal with like physical death, I'd rather, you know, one nation state like America versus People's Republic of China, CCCP, the Chinese Communist Party, just do a cyber war and cyber warfare instead of like physical deaths. And so then my personal thought is Bitcoin is like shields or bullets, right? Like he or she or the country with the most Bitcoins shall win.